Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program.
Whoa.
Wow.
Where's that coming from?
I don't know. He's turning up those headphones so loud. I think we're getting some feedback or something. You probably have the wrong headphones that you're turning up. It's probably turning up the headphones that are hanging on the microphone.
That's exactly
so loud.
What's happening?
Feedback Live.
Welcome to the program. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Beakless Mountaineer.
The Reverend Captain Kickass is also here.
All right, so there's all kinds of stuff in the news. As always, we will talk about what we can. Of course, we'll take your calls and your thoughts about whatever happens to be on your mind as well. Tonight, there's been a story about these vaccine mandates coming from the federal government. It was announced, I think, in September, but the news had come out that, oh, hey, they actually haven't put this into effect yet. They're just talking about doing that. Well, now they're saying they're going to be putting it into effect in via the OSHA organization, the criminal enterprise that forces its way on all
Occupational Safety Health Administration.
In the name of so-called safety, they shove a ton of regulations and rules down people's throats that, of course, the Congress never actually passed. OSHA just writes this crap. And so we could talk about that because they are now saying, I believe, what is it, the very beginning of January is the deadline for all corporations with more than 100 employees that they have to mandate either vaccination for their workers or they all have to test every single week.
I can't believe that we're sitting here talking about this and that this is happening. This is real life right now. You know, 2.5 or so years ago, when I came out to New Hampshire, you know, things were bad. And I feel like I just...
You mean federally?
Yeah. I mean, and I feel like I got here in the nick of time still.
Yeah.
2.5 years later, because, holy crap, I mean, if you'd have told me all the crap that was going to happen in the next 2.5 years after I got here, I'd have been like, whatever. But no, here we are. A dystopian society I can only describe it as.
It's really crazy. Medical authoritarian police state. It is not getting better. It's definitely getting worse. And the good news is there is a positive side to this. More people are going into homeschooling than ever before.
That's true.
More people are moving to New Hampshire who love liberty. Libertarians, voluntarists, liberty-loving anarchists are finally saying, you know what, this is getting bad. And maybe I should be in the place with the most people who are like me. You've got a story about that. We'll get to it maybe later on in the show tonight, Captain.
A lot of people also moving to Florida and Texas, which, I mean, if you're in California, it's definitely an improvement. But
almost anything's an improvement from California, with the exception of New York. Yeah, that's, I think, the...
Oh, I didn't bring it for show prep, but that little town in California that has been bucking the rest of California, it declared itself an independent republic.
Huh. Interesting.
Right. Yeah, it's the same town where, like, it's a small town in, like, the outskirts, the rural area of California. So, you know, it doesn't feel like it should be treated the same as, you know, the greater Los Angeles metropolitan area, for example.
I definitely think that the areas of very high concentrated population sort of need to be treated differently than those of low concentrated population. I mean, especially California and New York, or in Washington.
Yes.
I've definitely heard many, many stories about how Western Washington is a completely different place than Eastern Washington.
I used to joke about it when I lived in the Seattle area, because people would say, well, on the other side of the mountains, you know, referring to Western Washington, Eastern Washington, I would call it the Midwest, because it's on the other side of the mountains, and it was flat, and it had four seasons, whereas anything on the other side of the west side of the mountains was, you know, sort of that Seattle rain, the left coast, if you will, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, and there's been talk in the Washington State area about splitting into two states. So, like, you could have, you know, the left coast of you know, we'll call it the I-5 corridor going north and south to, you know, all the way to Canada down to Oregon. And then that would be, you know, one state, you know, we'll call it Western Washington, and then the other would be Eastern Washington. They have completely different politics for certain. You know, you'll find far more righties, you know, in the on the right side, and far more lefties on the left side. Ironically enough,
yeah. So, I mean, I would be in favor of making the entire Boswash corridor like one state. I mean, they essentially operate that way anyway.
Yes, and the more we talk about this kind of stuff, I just feel behooved to say that. Yes, we're going in the right direction talking about this. We do need to, you know, group together with more like-minded people, particularly here in New Hampshire or, you know, wherever it is you feel like you need to go to be with people that are, you know, aligned with, you know, the way you want to live your life. But as we reduce into smaller and smaller groups, let's just, you know, continue that line of thought down to the individual.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because that's where it's all going to lead anyway. So, you know, yeah, we're taking baby steps here and there and all that kind of thing, but you know, even the three of us here, we probably agree on political stuff, but we're still going to need different levels of services and goods and products and that type of thing from each other, even that, you know, our needs are different from each other,
mm-hmm.
you know, and thus an individualized lifestyle is really what it's going to come down to.
Well, and I think there's two major factors at play here. One is just the strict numerical, like, I am currently forced to be in a group with 330 million people.
Right.
If I could be forced to be in a group with 1 million people, that would be a significant improvement. I do think there's also a matter of culture, though.
Yes.
Like, the people in New York, like in upstate New York, are forced to be in the same group as people in New York City when very frequently they are just completely
very
diametrically
yeah.
opposed and just have very, very different culture.
Well, and this is why I am so glad that I had the opportunity to, and I haven't really traveled outside of the U.S., but I've traveled extensively within the U.S., and there are many cultures within the U.S.
Sure.
And I have, you know, I'm of an age where I did a lot of traveling when I was young, and I had the freedom to do so and experience different cultures. Without the freedom to go and experience all the different cultures, though, if I ended up like most folks where, like, you grow up in a town and you stay in that town for most of your life and you never leave, you know, I wouldn't have the opinions and ideas that I have today. So
that's true.
It's an interesting phenomenon. Folks need to have the freedom to travel and experience other cultures in order to evaluate what culture is going to be correct for them, or take bits and pieces from all these cultures and make your own culture, if you will.
Yeah, it's sad when so few people are willing to actually make those changes. I saw that, well, I think it was a statistic, that it was either 1 out of 6 or 1 out of 5 Americans have never left their state.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, and Bruce Lee, the founder of Jeet Kune Do, it's called the art without an art, right? It's basically, I'll call it a decentralized martial art, because that's the closest description I have to it, especially amongst libertarian circles. But what he did is he studied all the martial arts. He wasn't like, I'm going to study this one, and this is the right martial art for me.
Take a little from this, you know, take a little from that.
Yeah, he would take the best parts, in his opinion,
yeah,
from this one and that one and the other one. And, like, if he came upon knowledge that something was a better way of, you know, delivering a punch or a kick or, you know, meditation or whatever parts of the martial art, if he found a better way amongst some, he would incorporate that into his art. And
that's what I did with religion.
And exactly. And so that's what individuals need to be able to do themselves.
Well,
they need to be able to experience life and incorporate the best ideas that they bump into and come up with. And, you know, whether they're taught to them by their families and the culture they grew up in, or whether, you know, they go out and travel and, you know, find other ideas, they need the freedom to be able to do this. And it doesn't seem to be really readily available to most people.
Well, and a lot of martial arts formed that way in an attempt to sort of syncretize different traditions. But, I mean, our ability to experience different traditions in different cultures today, with both the internet and the relative technological ease of travel, is just unprecedented. And I really do think that we need to start getting into that. But at the same time, you also have to, like, incorporate that into a sort of root set of values. Like, for us, the root value is the non-aggression principle and personal property rights. So, like, a lot of different traditions and ideas can be brought together into that while holding on to a principled core.
And what I love most about that principled core is that it allows all of the other philosophies to exist within it. In my my opinion. I would say
most.
Most. And I haven't found one that's like strictly, nope, it's out, unless it's completely evil.
Right. Coming up, we've got some of the details on what's happening with this mandate. It's supposed to be going into effect as of January 4th, but apparently a court is now putting a stay of some sort on this. And Peakless Mountain here, you've got that story. We'll get to that. Your calls and thoughts are welcome as well here on...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. Live Saturday show, open phones as always, 603-283-6160 is the number. That's 603-283-6160. By the way, the infrastructure bill passed. I don't know if you heard that as well. More bad news. Over $1 trillion more they're going to be spending on all kinds of politically connected stuff.
Good time to have precious metals and cryptocurrency.
Well, not if you're an obedient serf, because they're going to start regulating crypto transactions even heavier than before. So you might want to look into Monero as far as cryptocurrency or Pirate Chain or some of the other privacy coins, because now they're talking about taxing any crypto or reporting or something. I haven't read the bill,
but unrealized capital gains?
No, not that one. That hasn't happened yet. But this is a proposal of $10,000. So anybody moving more than $10,000 in cryptocurrency. Now, I don't know if that's cumulative over a whole year or if it's just in one go. I don't have those details. But that's now going to be some sort of a regulated affair. So things are getting much worse in the world of the regulated crypto sphere, and that's not good news. We can talk about all these things and more, but the big news, of course, is that some court, an appeals court apparently, has put a stay on the Biden mandate.
What does that mean, put a stay?
So it means your concerns appear to be valid. We're going to investigate this, but you can't do this until we've investigated.
Who initiates the stay? The court?
The court.
Okay.
So somebody goes to court and says, hey, this is illegal. We need an emergency injunction against this thing. And then the hearing happens. So the judge issues the injunction, says, okay, this can't move forward.
Oh, so somebody else has to come in and like sort of object to the thing.
Yeah, the court doesn't act on its own.
I guess you'll tell us.
Right.
Okay.
But real quick, before we get into what happened, just a quick rundown of what this is supposed to do. According to NPR, the deadline is January 4th, where OSHA, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, tells companies with 100 or more employees that they must ensure that workers are either fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Now, whether that means two shots or three shots or four shots at this point, I don't know. Or the workers have to test negative for the coronavirus at least once per week. So their deadline is January 4th to do one or the other, to implement those. Workers must get paid time off in order to get vaccinated. Employers are not obligated to pay for testing. So if an employee says, I'm not going to get vaccinated, the employer then says, well, you have to get tested. It is on the employee to pay every single week, whatever the hell that costs.
Wait, I thought you said it was the testing every week?
Every single week. You have to test negative for coronavirus every week, which, of course, if you've been paying attention to even the mainstream news on coronavirus, you know that vaccinated people are just as likely to spread coronavirus as unvaccinated people.
Yep.
So this just means that it's going to be the vaccinated people spreading coronavirus because they're not actually getting tested for it. It's the unvaccinated people who are actually going to get tested for it and stay home from work if they have it.
Yeah, which is the ridiculousness of the whole thing illustrated in, I don't know, say a rock concert, for example, where they say that you have to either be vaccinated or produce a negative test. And it's like, well, if this were all about safety, then everybody would have to produce a negative test mm-hmm. instead of either be that, because we know it can be spread. We've seen it. We saw it early on, man, with the most extreme lockdown.
Well, if you're vaccinated, then we believe that you just have to have faith.
That's what this is all about.
If you're vaccinated, it's a religion. And have faith, then you clearly don't have the coronavirus. It's just science.
It's the woke religion is what it is. And also, here's more, unvaccinated people at these jobs must wear masks. Now, of course, we know that a lot of places are still mandating masks, period, because the CDC is still recommending it, even for vaccinated people, but all unvaccinated workers at these companies will have to wear masks. That requirement goes into effect on December 5th. Then, finally, healthcare workers don't have the testing option under a different rule. So if you're in the healthcare field and you accept, I think the rule is if you accept Medicare and Medicaid services as a healthcare provider, which is probably a huge chunk of them, then you have to follow these rules, which is to say that all of your workers must be vaccinated. There is no testing option, again, starting on January 4th in that case. So,
yeah, I do wonder if the injunction ends up lifted on this thing, if this time next year the wearing of a mask will be the indication that you are refusing to get the jabtism.
Well, and oh, nice word, jabtism.
I thought so.
Nice.
To be jabtized into the Church of Woke.
Well, that would only be at work where you're too afraid to actually, well, you know, lose your job.
I mean, I believe that's what it's turning into with all of the different, you know, mandates and recommendations and things sort of coming to a head. It's going to turn into where people who are not vaccinated must be masked, is my prediction. We were already seeing it, as you just outlined. I think it's just going to turn into more of that. And then eventually, I don't know, you know, are they going to start using force on people?
Well, maybe they'll just start wearing the little gold chain that says vaccinated, like the mayor of New York.
The governor.
Or, sorry, governor of New York State.
I mean, it's nobody's business whether or not you're vaccinated for anything at all.
Period. That's what you would think.
I deserve to know all of your medical history.
That's the way it used to be.
Because you're near me.
Yeah, it used to be that way prior to 2020, and all that has changed. So that's the story, of course. Now, how many companies are actually going to stand up? How many of these companies?
Zero.
Oh, I don't know if it's
going to
be zero.
Oh, I wouldn't go with zero. Definitely not.
Somebody out there is going to make a stand, I would hope. I mean, certainly,
we watched some companies stand up when they're like, you have to shut down, and they're like, no, we're not going to. So, I mean, if they're going to stand up then when it's very, very obvious that they are standing up against this, the fact that we now have something that where it can be very subtle that you're just failing to enforce this, and I mean, goodness knows that OSHA has nowhere near the resources to actually enforce this themselves.
If you're running a company, if you're an executive in a company that's, you know, over 100 employees and you're going to stand up and say no, give us a call, 603-283-6160.
Well, there's a quick, you know, headline here from Reuters. Worker rebellion swells over vaccine mandates from Boeing to Mercedes. So if enough of the workers say, you know what, we're not going to do any of this stuff. I'm not going to a testing facility every single week. I'm not going to go and get this experimental medication shoved into my arm. I'm not going to do any of those things. And I'm a good worker. I've had a long history at this company. I'm pretty important to making sure things work correctly. I've got a lot of institutional knowledge or whatever, and so do my buddies here. And we're just all going to not come to work if you're not going
to... I would love to see that. I would. There was word about some sort of a national walkout was supposed to happen on, what, the 3rd or something?
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I heard nothing else about it.
It's because the media is not going to report on it.
Doesn't appear that anybody nationally walked out, so... You know, that kind of a thing absolutely needs to happen. It needs to happen immediately, if not sooner.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I think this is a test of the decentralized defense mechanism. So, like, what will you do if you don't have an army? One of the answers is, well, we will do lots of things. Some people will oppose the invading force directly. Some people will just be very slow to follow their orders. And you have the opportunity for doing that here where it's like, oh, I'm sorry, I forgot to do that again. Oh, I'm sorry, I just haven't gotten around to it. Oh, did I lose that paper? Paperwork? Oh, clumsy me. So you do have the opportunity for people to very subtly resist these in any level of resistance they want to.
In a Boeing Corporation, more than 7,000 workers have applied for religious exemptions, and another 1,000 are seeking medical exemptions, and that is about 6% of their roughly 125,000 U.S. employees. Now, is that enough to make a difference? We'll see. The number here is 603-283-6160. The more people that do stand up, the more freedom we'll retain. This is...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Breaking news, a federal appeals court has halted President Biden's vaccine mandate for larger businesses, citing grave statutory and constitutional issues with the order. Texas officials are among petitioners who sued the Biden administration mandate in court Friday, appealing to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit in New Orleans. The court gave the U.S. government until 5 p.m. Monday to respond to the stay. President Biden announced on Saturday that families of illegal aliens who were separated at the border deserve monetary compensation.
If, in fact, because of the outrageous behavior of the last administration, you coming across the border, whether it was legal or illegal, and you lost your child, it's gone, you deserve some kind of compensation, no matter what the circumstance.
This is USA Radio News. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem said Thursday on Fox News that President Joe Biden doesn't have the authority to force people to get vaccinated against COVID-19 or risk losing their job, and he doesn't have the authority to compel weekly testing for COVID.
It is unconstitutional for him to come in and put these mandates in place. So whether it's mandating for a vaccine or for testing, this isn't his role. That specifically was left to the states and to people in protecting their personal freedoms and making sure that they have the opportunity to make the best decisions.
Republican governors are suing the Biden administration over the OSHA-issued emergency temporary standard Thursday, compelling private sector companies to mandate vaccines. Texans hit the polls earlier in the week to pass all 8 proposed amendments to the state constitution, including one that curtails the ability of government to restrict religious services, also during emergencies like pandemics, according to state authorities. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and the phones are open here. If you want to join us, the number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you tonight, you've got Ian.
Nicholas Mountaineer.
And I'm Ron Burgundy.
We're going to go to your calls and your thoughts. Also want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. You ready to learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash? It's probably a good plan, considering these technologies are changing the face of the world of finance. They're threatening the governments and the banks' money system, and you need to learn why it's been so successful over the last 13 years. It's been 13 years since Satoshi Nakamoto, the anonymous creator of Bitcoin, released his white paper. It was back actually on Halloween, apparently, in 2008. So go and learn about it. When you get the chance, get over to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started near the top of the page, and spend all of 3 minutes of your time watching the first video there. Now, there are more than one video, so, you know, you can watch more if you got time for it, if you've got the interest. But at the very least, you watch that first one, you'll get down some of the most basic, most important concepts about what makes this stuff important and different and evolutionary. Once again, that's Bitcoin.com. You want the latest news headlines, by the way. They've got those, too, over on their news site at news.bitcoin.com.
It's an exciting time in cryptocurrency because
it always is.
We are getting closer and closer to what I refer to as the inversion. Ooh. This happens in technology from time to time.
Describe what that means.
So the one that I'm most familiar with and easy to describe is the telephone inversion.
Mm-hmm.
So before digital technology, all telephone communication was carried over copper wires.
Right.
Copper is an analog medium, so there was no zeros and ones. It was literally wires connected together, and you had to have people operating switchboards and all that stuff. Digital technology comes along and does a much better job for a much lower price, much faster, and eventually everything starts getting replaced.
Right.
Right? With digital, you know, fiber optics cables and all that kind of stuff. And eventually now the internet is the phone company, right? It's all fiber optics now. There's very few places in the United States that are still copper-based.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple, but they're the outliers for sure. The majority of all telephone traffic is now done digitally, so much so that they had to invent something called the comfort tone. I think I've talked about this before on Free Talk Live.
A little bit of white noise in the background.
A little bit of white noise because it was so clear that people thought you had hung up if there was silence in a conversation.
But what is inversion?
So the inversion is just the replacement of the old...
Flippening, if you will?
The flippening, if you will, between the old technology and the new technology. So
what are you expecting to be inverted when it comes to cryptocurrency?
Well, state currency versus cryptocurrency.
Okay.
And we're seeing early signs of that right now. There are some lending companies out there, I'll let you search those on your own, that are beginning to build this sort of infrastructure that... You know, eventually we'll flip over where state-based currency is going to have to operate within the structure that these crypto companies, above board, like completely legal above board cryptocurrency companies.
They're going
right
to do
now.
Everything they can to fight this.
Yes,
though,
they are.
Going to get ugly.
But they're building this infrastructure and finding ways around.
That's the cool thing about crypto is they don't have to ask permission.
Right.
And they can innovate without, you know, anybody. The government doesn't even know how to handle it. They're still trying to figure out what a stable coin is. Let's go to your calls, though, and thoughts. We got Dan on the line listening to WQXL in Columbia, South Carolina. Go ahead, Van.
Hello. How y'all doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, the mandates, I'm just tired of talking about them. They're ridiculous. You guys made a really good point, you know. The vaccines don't work and all this, and so it's just nonsense. It's just, but the Fauci guy, all right? Now, this guy, I've never trusted him since it started.
Good call.
And,
there's a lot of people who didn't trust him back in the 80s. He was pimping some sort of AIDS something or other that people use ET.
Yeah, no, he was testing AIDS on orphaned African children. And he was cutting their heads. It's just, he's a Dr. Mangala type of guy. All this stuff coming out about him.
He's creepy.
And this guy, Rand Paul, the senator, Ron Paul's boy, keeps nailing him. And he's basically, this guy's got to go to jail.
He won't.
This is serious.
He's never going to see the inside of a jail cell.
He's 80 years old, and I know you guys are nonviolent, but now he's all psyched up about, you know, shooting little kids up with his stuff. And if I saw him, man, I don't know if I could keep myself from punching him in the face. This guy is a sick man.
Yeah, well, when you go after somebody's kids, it changes how people behave, right? Like, it's one thing if there's some mandate coming down at your job, all right, you can refuse that, you can walk out the door, whatever, you got options. But now they're starting to want to jab kids, and now there's a whole propaganda campaign about it, too. Like, Big Bird just put out on social media today that he's got his shot and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, really? Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's disgusting, man.
Yeah, and I got to say, like, you say you could perhaps not keep yourself from punching him if you got the opportunity. I mean, from my perspective, the guy is literally guilty of mass murder. So,
you know, you researched what happened.
I mean,
he paid for this stuff. He covered all this stuff up. It's all out there now, but you guys are right. Nothing will happen to him.
I mean, we can argue as to does he deserve to be incarcerated for the rest of his life or executed? That's a good argument to have. But
I don't know, man.
Walking around free.
Well, in the government that you have, he's going to keep his job, likely. And if he loses his job, he'll get a pension and, you know, get a golden parachute to float on away.
Yeah, he's unlikely to even lose any of his power.
Right. Yeah. I mean, he didn't lose his power between the different, you know, Trump versus Biden. He just was just sitting pretty, just like every other bureaucrat in D.C.
I got to say, I did appreciate the hashtag arrest Fauci starting to trend when the dog experiments came out.
Yeah, that really upset some people for sure. Van, anything else you want to share tonight, man?
No, just thanks for letting me vent, man. Fauci's got to go, and you guys just blow the horn. The guy's a criminal.
Look, the whole federal government is criminal. That's the thing.
Yeah, I know,
he's
but
just
this guy's sick.
Well, I mean, there's more and less egregious criminals, and when you are creating bioweapons and releasing them on the population...
He's one of the worst, there's no doubt. Thank you, Van, for the call tonight. But he's backed by an agency of force. The federal government has a ton of goons who will do whatever they're told to do, and it may end up coming down to where there are mandates on individuals to where if you don't get this thing, those goons will hold you down and force it into you.
I've seen this on the internet. It's a few people have said that gain-of-function research has another name. It's also development of biological warfare. Is that an accurate statement?
Well, development of biological warfare is gain-of-function research.
So they are synonymous.
So they are basically synonymous. Well, I only did this to create better vaccines and better immunities. I mean, it's a question of intent, but as far as the actions that are taken, they are the same.
Interesting.
Yeah, look, there's not going to be a whole bunch of Rand Pauls get elected to Washington, D.C. There's not going to be a bunch of Ron Pauls get elected to Washington, D.C. These guys are the lone, you know, carriers of the message of somewhat freedom. I mean, Rand Paul isn't even really that libertarian when all things are said
he's
and done.
More Republican.
Thomas Massey. There's a few up there.
He is the best senator possibly in the history of the country, but that is a very low bar.
Yeah. And he's still one of what, 100?
Yeah.
You know?
They're definitely the outliers to repeat a word.
So you're not going to change this. Aldo Axelman from Liberty Block, and he's now, by the way, the president of the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence, gave a little speech today at a freedom rally in Concord that I attended. I got a video. I put it up on the Free Keen Odyssey channel if you want to see it. But, you know, he's trying to let people know at this rally, which are probably mostly right-wingers that were attending this rally. He's like, look, it doesn't matter who you elect. It's not going to get better in Washington, D.C., ever.
Yeah.
All you have to know to prove it is just, if you want to prove it to yourself, just look at the Times, because those of you out there that might be Republicans say, well, why don't we get Republicans? No. They were in. In the Bush administration, there were years where it was all Republicans, Republican House, Republican Senate, and a Republican in the presidency. Did government get smaller?
No.
No, not at all. It got bigger.
It got much, much bigger.
Yeah.
Well, and here's the thing. So people repeat this idea of, well, if we can just elect people, blah, blah, blah. Okay, who gave you that? Who gave you that idea? I can tell you who gave me that idea. The government school is what put that idea in my head. Now, if I wanted to maintain my power forever, I would definitely want to put the idea that something that doesn't work does into the people who I'm trying to maintain power over.
Oh, and don't forget, we're the government. That's another lie that they tell people. The number here is 603-283-6160. Oh, yeah, and don't forget to say the Pledge of Allegiance, which was written by a socialist. 603-283-6160. Don't believe me? Look it up. We're coming up here. It's free.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. If you want to join us on this live Saturday edition, the number is 603-283-6160. We're talking about the vaccine mandate, and now a court has apparently put a stay on that. We haven't really gotten into that story, but that sort of was the intention. Of course, phones are open. We'll take your calls about anything that you want. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Speakless Mountaineer.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass.
And I also want to make sure that you know about Freedom's Phoenix. It's a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. So if you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, then freedomsphoenix.com has those, and their daily dispatch will keep you up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com.
I wonder what sound a phoenix makes.
Good question. I bet the internet
something
knows.
Like a raptor with more fire.
Let's go to your calls and your thoughts. Starting things out here, we've got Dan. He's on the line, calling from Los Angeles. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Ooh, get out of there.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Dan, what's on your mind tonight?
So, yeah, I'm over here in beautiful Los Angeles dealing with the massive tyranny we've got going on in this country.
But it's way worse there, isn't it?
It's pretty bad here. Yeah.
And didn't they pass a mandate, like a vaccine passport or something? What's going on with that?
That's right. So that's actually going to go into effect tomorrow.
Oof.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Monday, November 8th is when it goes into effect. So that's for Los Angeles City.
And I just want to make sure I got this straight. That covers things like eating inside a restaurant, going to the gym, going out to a theater. Is that what? Am I getting this correct?
Yeah, you got that. Nail and hair salons, tattoo and
what about public transportation?
You know what? I'm not sure about the public transportation.
They'll get there, Captain.
I don't. Give them time. This is just the beginning, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I would imagine that will be coming at this pretty soon. So that's all happening. However, we are fighting back against it. We have a website up right now called medicalfreedomla.com, and that is being organized by the LA County Libertarian Party, and we are filing an initiative to push back against this. So we need signatures, lots and lots of signatures, donations. Anybody around the country can donate if you wish to help out with this battle that we're about to take on.
But why bother? Why not just leave?
Seriously. Are so heavily outnumbered. You are outgunned politically.
How many libertarians are in the Los Angeles County Libertarians?
You know what? I don't have the exact number.
Take a shot. Shot in the dark.
5, 10? Oh, it's probably like 50, right?
No, the LA County, I don't know the number, but the LA County Libertarian Party is actually bigger than many state parties. It's actually, we do have a great grip of libertarians over here. It is pretty decent.
Now, when you say that, you mean the people who are like registered as libertarians?
Yes.
Right. I want to know how many people come out to a meetup.
Okay, so I host my meetups over here in the San Fernando Valley area, and I get about 10 to 15 on a regular basis, once a month.
That's crap, dude. Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry. No. Look, that's typical
for
most cities anywhere across the United States. They can pull 5, 10, 15 libertarians in a big city like, you know, Austin or whatever other, Tampa. You fill in the blank on that. I mean, I feel so bad for you guys. Why wouldn't you just, you can just move out of the 49th least free state in all of the United States. It is one of the worst places to live, and you live in one of the worst cities in the state of California. You could instantly,
if not in fact, the worst city.
You could instantly move.
I have a brick and mortar business, which does hold me pretty tightly right now. I'm not concocting a plan, and I'm not paying attention to the possible eventual evacuation. But the brick and mortar business that I have, that I've been doing with my wife for the last seven years now.
Right.
It makes it a little bit difficult to.
Yeah, it's hard to walk away. I mean, when people get strings tying them down to a place like that, it is difficult to sell a business or, you know, put it in a manager's hands or something like that and walk away from it. I understand that. There's no doubt about it. But, man, I mean, it's hard to get excited about doing anything to help people that are still staying in the least free place. New York's worse, but one of the worst least free places on the face of the United States. It's just pointless. You guys are screaming at a brick wall of statism, and it's never going to go anywhere, dude. You know, it doesn't matter how many petition signatures you get.
I'm not that black-pilled on it, I guess, you know, and maybe I'm naive, and that's fine, too. The way I look at it right now is I'm here, so, and leaving is not an option at this point, so I'm going to fight.
Well, and I wonder, why fight for that place when you could be fighting for somewhere that actually wants you to keep it free?
Sure, you know, and that's a fair question, too. I love this place, I'll be honest. I've been living here for 20 years. I came from Massachusetts, so I'm an East Coast guy originally. But
from the frying pan to the fire.
Right. But my question for you, though, is would you rather make a decision to leave when it's an option, or would you rather make a decision to leave when it becomes a necessity?
Sure.
Because right now it's an option, but California is, it's going to become a necessity, especially if somebody, you know, who believes in the non-aggression principle, you know, if you fall on this side of politics at all, California is not your friend.
I agree. That's the conversation I have with my wife. And so she's a little bit harder to convince. She doesn't want to leave at all. This is her home. She was born here. If my wife was exactly like me, the plan would already be just about executed, and I would be figuring out how to, you know, I have the brick and mortar. So I would likely move to Arizona, which is still a drive, until I figure out how to do something with the business. I don't know. But The other issue is my family, and yeah, my wife is not exactly on board with leaving as I am. So,
how does she feel about freedom? How does your wife feel about liberty, non-aggression, things like that?
Yeah, she gets where I'm coming from. Mm-hmm. She's not as radical as I am, though. Mm-hmm. But she does understand certain things. But like also, you know, the whole taxation is theft thing, like she doesn't agree with that. Mm-hmm. So it's like that's I'm still working on that.
Yeah, it's frustrating. Like, whenever I hear about libertarians living out in Los Angeles, I think it's like, you guys are like a prison gang. You're trying to appeal to the warden to, you know, give you guys an extra scoop of ice cream once a week or something like that. That's really how it comes off. And I feel for you, man. But I'll tell you what, I don't think anybody should pour money into your effort. I'm just being honest with you. It's just a waste of time. Yeah. It's a waste of money. I think what you'd be better off doing is focusing on your business and, you know, making it as successful as possible. And then so you can get the hell out of there. Sell that thing. Get out of there. And if you haven't heard about New Hampshire, then you really ought to take some time.
Yeah.
You have heard about it?
Oh, yeah. I know all about the Free State Project.
Okay, great. Well, you know what?
I've known about it for a very long time.
Yeah, it's really taken off. We've got the largest concentration of freedom-loving people here on the planet, and it just keeps getting bigger. Yeah. There's new movers coming in here. What is it, weekly, daily?
Seems
it's crazy. It's getting crazy here. We're having tremendous successes. We've actually got libertarians in the state house. They've been elected as Republicans, and there are dozens of them.
Sure.
And, I mean, one of the arguments that we have fairly frequently here is, how effective and useful politics is for making change. And, I mean, in a place like New Hampshire, there's actually an argument to be made for politics being a method of changing things.
Yes.
Rather than, as I view it, which is largely just a pulpit to speak from, so to speak, a soapbox, if you will. But there's at least an argument in a place like this of making real change through the political process, whereas in a place like California, and especially Los Angeles, I just don't even see why that would be worth the time and effort of even trying.
Dan, go ahead and plug your website one more time, though, in case somebody does, you know, want to help the prison gang.
Fair enough. It's medicalfreedomla.com.
Seriously, good luck to you, man, and I hope to see you. I hope to see you visiting out here. Bring the wife, you know, see if you can convince her to come out to the Porcupine Freedom Festival or something like that.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Let her get a taste of what it's like here in New Hampshire. Get a taste of what it's right, you know, like around this community of freedom lovers, and you know, you can open carry and do cool stuff like that here that you can't ever do in some place like Los Angeles. Thank you for the call tonight, Dan. I appreciate it. Just feel so bad for those guys, man. Those gals and. Tough.
I mean, the position that he's in,
there.
Like, I can sympathize. I was
you were in Seattle.
In Seattle, and I feel lucky.
Well, and how long
that you got out.
And how long before it gets so authoritarian that they literally won't let you leave California?
Yeah. You're not going to be able to have a gas-powered lawnmower soon in the state of California. They passed that law, by the way. Gas-powered lawnmowers, all lawn equipment, generators, is going to be outlawed. You won't be able. You might be able to, like, have a grandfathered one, but you won't be able to buy brand-new ones at the store. There's more coming up here. 603-283-616.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers.
others, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.